I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Little cash out bro update. You guys have been following the story with us. Guy has two legs left in a parlay to win $270,000. He's had multiple cash out offers. He could have cashed out and locked in $123,000. He keeps
107
saying,
last night if he wanted to.
Yeah, and he keeps saying, nope, I'm riding this thing out. He was in Florida for the game. He needs the Oilers and the Thunder, and Florida just cruised past Edmonton.
Lost 6-1. This was him before the game. And I'll be honest.
This is at the game. He was answering fan comments.
He's
this
sitting in the seat. Yeah. This thing is exactly where I'm just like, he obviously doesn't need the money based on the way he's talking, but also borderline the comments he reads in this, and Drew pointed this out before, these could have been written by me at this point.
All right, life gives you 123K and you say no, fully praying on this kid's downfall now. Listen, bro, that's look you. Where I am. We're winning the I mean, what does it matter? What does it matter? I'm having the time of my life. All right, clout is a hell of a drug to potentially miss out on 100K off $13. It would suck to lose 270K more. What? All right, last one. 123K, brother, what were you doing? I was riding, and I still am. Excited, let's go oil, baby.
This video is exactly why I don't like this kid. He's just like, He's like, look where I am. Like, look how much better my life is than yours. You could have been at that game for the Stanley Cup Finals. You could have flown private and still had cash in your pocket. Florida's going to win this, too.
I think they are as well.
He's losing this bet.
I think so as well.
If he's riding out forever, he's losing.
I think the Florida Panthers are going to end up winning the Stanley Cup, and he's going to get nothing unless he changes his mind. And by now, I think it's pretty obvious he's not cashing out. Doesn't it seem that way?
Are they letting... Is he kind of held against his will here where BR's like, hey, man, we're not doing this anymore if you cash out? Because I think that's part of this whole shtick
is... Well, I think he likes the attention, yes. I don't think Bleacher Report... Like, he didn't sign a contract for Bleacher Report to say, I can't cash out at DraftKings. That'd be completely idiotic. But I do think you're right that he likes the clout that he's getting. Here we are. We're talking about him again. And Bleacher Report has been following him for the last couple of weeks. They've sent him to this game in Florida to provide more content for them. But I don't know. I think the kid is now at the point where he's literally all in.
I'm going to be honest, though. I agree with you. I think I agree with you more now, Cody, than I even did beforehand. Where him saying this is... Well, you're going to miss out on the 123K. It's like, well, it's worse than...
I'm having the time of my life. Yeah. I don't think he needs the money.
He goes, look where I'm at. I'm having the time of my life. As if losing it doesn't matter to him. As if he loses the bet, it's fine because look at my life and I'm doing well.
Yeah. Because I'd be having the time 100%. Of my life if I had $123,000 today.
I'm still not rooting for him to lose all his money like you are.
I'm not rooting for him to lose, but I understand the person that he is, Cody, based on what you've said now.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't disagree that he definitely is what we've kind of described, but I'm not rooting for him to lose 270K and also deal with the repercussions after that. You can say like, yeah, I think, quote unquote, oh, he's going to get taught a lesson, but also I think he's going to be absolutely devastated and crushed. He's making dumb decisions. That's all true.
I'm not rooting for the house, by the way, as the text line says, because there's other people who have money on the Panthers or somebody else who won $123,000. Based on that, it's the individual, not the house versus.
I don't know. But normally, though, rooting for the casino over the individual better is like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
But I'm just assuming there are other individual bettors on the outside. And he's causing me to do this. Typically, I would say I would not be in that situation.
Yeah. Whoever texted in, though, and said he's only out $13 is just missing the entire thing.
The kid's also wrong, though. Technically, yes, but also, no, he's not.
He's out 123 based on what he had.
He's passing on $123,000, money he will never, ever have again.
The biggest flaw in his argument is you lost out on $123,000. Well, it hurt worse to lose $270,000. You at no point lost $270,000. He's viewing it, and the more you wager, I think the more you understand this notion of it, which is, no, you've made $130,000 or $123,000. You've not lost $147,000, right? You haven't lost $147,000. You made $123,000. Once you start thinking about the gap between the cash out and that as losses, that's when we were never getting this kid back.
Yeah,
you start viewing it that way, then we were never getting him back on board with the cash.
I'm with you there.
I still hope he takes the cash out.
So do I.
I hope if it's 82K today, he takes the 82K and just is happy
with so.
It.
I hope so for his sake, but I'll stick with what I said last Wednesday whenever we first started talking about this. I think the minute he passed on $123,000, he was never going to take a cash out offer below that, because
yeah, I think you're probably
right. Once it dipped to 100 or if it dips to 90, in his mind, that's never going to be good enough anymore, because 123,000 was right there, and he's now going to know that, like, oh, I was at that number. Like, I just don't think there's any way.
He has to wait till Thursday now, technically, because Wednesday, even if the Pacers win and they go up 2-1, the Thunder is still going to be favored in the series once again, like they were when the Pacers won game 3. It really comes down to Thursday or whatever day the next Oilers-Panthers game is.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.